We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals
that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration. What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, loyal viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Urban 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cablevá TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arbarizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Cunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Vision Yamasa. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a German engineering conglomerate decides to totally focus on clean energy. In social science news, Canadian researchers find that music-based learning programs help improve children's verbal intelligence. In education news, a Bangladeshi man who became blind as a child provides free education to youngsters in need. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 11th, is the Independence Day of Angola, celebrating its autonomy achieved in 1975. Located in southwestern Africa, Angola has several national parks. The Ona National Park is the largest one in the country. It is known for its remarkable rock formations and its unique flora, such as the fascinating Wawitzia mirabilis, one of the world's oldest living plants. It is thought to be a relic from the Jurassic period. Angola is abundant in natural resources, including alluvial diamonds, precious gems, and metals. Dr. Antonio Agostinho Neto, the nation's most prominent poet, was the first president of Angola. May all the kind-hearted citizens of Angola have a memorable Independence Day.
Lion News. Lives lost as second major quake hits Turkey. At least 8 fatalities had been reported as of Thursday, November 10, after a quake registering 5.6 on the Richter scale hit eastern Turkey on Wednesday. Centered just 32 kilometers northwest of the provincial capital Van, the trembler toppled more than 20 buildings, with the downtown Bayram Hotel being the main structure that was occupied at the time. With officials saying the number trapped was still not known, 26 had been rescued by Thursday as government and other personnel worked desperately to free survivors, some of whom had sent text messages asking for help from beneath the rubble. The Turkish Red Crescent also immediately sent 15,000 tents and some 300 rescue workers.
This quake comes just weeks after one of 7.2 magnitude that struck in the same region claimed the lives of more than 500 people. Many of those inside the hotel that collapsed on Wednesday were journalists and aid workers who had been assisting after the initial disaster. With about 1,400 aftershocks that have hit since the October 23rd quake, many residents have chosen, despite the cold, to live outside in tents as they are too fearful of returning to their homes.
As when the first fatal quake struck on October 23rd, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please consult with regional officials, asking that they also go, if possible, to offer any needed help. Conveying all her love and sorrowful prayers, she also said that funds for emergency aid are available.
Our appreciation, Turkish government, Red Crescent, and other personnel, for your prompt efforts to help the quake victims, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt concern. We pray for the resiliency and smooth recuperation of the Turkish people, and that such tragedies may be soon eliminated through humanity's gentle regard of the ecosphere.
Powerful storms hit Alaska, USA. Early on Wednesday, November 9th, an unusually severe winter storm pummeled the western Alaska coast with hurricane-force winds, waves surging over 40 feet high, and blinding snow. With some residents in the city of Nome, who had been evacuated late Tuesday, others boarded up windows with streets that were barricaded against flooding as people throughout the region were urged toward precautionary measures to protect both lives and property. A statement from the National Weather Service read, "This will be an extremely dangerous and life-threatening storm of an epic magnitude rarely experienced." Structural damage was reported in Nome, including some roofs being torn from some buildings, and the town's main street was temporarily closed due to debris. "We are thankful, National Weather Service and Alaskan officials, for your safety initiatives. May heaven protect the Alaskan residents as we strive to ease such weather extremities with our kinder treatment of one another and Mother Earth."
China Chinese province damaged by storms. Officials reported on Wednesday, November 9th, that days of gales and severe hailstorms, followed by rain in China's southwestern province of Guizhou, have resulted in considerable damage across four counties. Evacuations were conducted as an estimated 1,500 homes were destroyed by the storms, with at least 2,000 hectares of cropland damaged and more than 33,000 people affected. Thankfully, no injuries or casualties have been reported. Our gratefulness, Chinese officials, for your protective efforts as we pray for the smooth recovery of the affected residents' productive daily lives. May the delicate balance of our ecosphere be restored through humanity's greater consideration of all beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Birth, pink and round, me oh so plump, I gaily frolicked with mom. Lovingly you looked at me, praising oh so round, what a cutie. Every day you came by to visit, bringing cool water and delicious veggie treats. Mommy and I were so touched, your kindness worth more than gold. I lived a peaceful life under your care and protection, growing more plump with each passing day, just eat, rest, and play. So lovely was this early morn as clouds were drifting across the horizon. Cuddling together, I and Mommy, unaware of the befalling tragedy. Two brawny young men, strong like tigers and elephants, squashed my tiny body flat into a cage of horror. There was no way to escape. Oh God, what purgatory was this? I wailed in fear and terror. Mom, oh Mom, please save me! Oh caretaker, please come protect me quickly! Rescue my life! I'm still at a tender age! Mom was crying out in sorrow, tears of desperation filling her eyes. The immense heavens cannot contain this horrendous, heart-wrenching pain. My caretaker turned away, hands busy counting a stack of money. Haplessly, I rolled around in the car trunk, breaking heart more painful than bodily misery. The two young men bantered, "This piglet would be so tasty, tomorrow we'll slaughter him to celebrate the birth of the wife's newborn baby." Oh, how ironic this life! My soul is shattered. Tears flow in my heart like blood running in rivulets. I thought you loved me, nurturing me to maturity, but all this was a sham. It's all just about profit and gain. Tomorrow, my body will be cut to pieces, my flesh and bones turned to sheer torture, just so people can laugh in merriment at their happy feasts and gathering. To your children and others too, I wish them all long lives so the family can stay together, not endure the same fate as mine. I pray the whole family lives nobly, to be human in many lifetimes, and never be reborn as pigs, paying forever karmic debts.
Alas, goodbye, life. I ache for my gentle, suffering mother. In tears, I'm overcome. Oh, mommy, mom!
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 439. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Powiedzieć wam, jak zareagowali zebrani w sali kongresowej.
Polish Prime Minister Tusk reappointed. Following his win of October 9th general elections, Prime Minister Donald Tusk was formally sworn into office for a second term on Tuesday, November 8, 2011, by the country's president, Bronisław Komorowski. As the president encouraged Prime Minister Tusk to quicken reforms that will help improve the Polish economy, the Prime Minister affirmed in a statement, "The next government will face up the challenges. We will not be found wanting in courage or imagination." He also stated that new ministerial candidates are expected to be named in the coming days. "Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your renewed post. May heaven guide you with wisdom in serving the highest aspirations of your country and fellow citizens."
A Pakistani journalist remembered. The body of journalist Javed Nasir Rind, who had been missing since September, was reported on November 8 to have been found, having sadly succumbed to gunshot wounds. Mr. Rind had been a senior editor and columnist with the Urdu-language Daily Tawar, a publication known for its forthright coverage of the region's conflict and human rights-related issues. With the nation already seeing 7 journalists perish so far, in 2011, the Balochistan Union of Journalists, as well as international organizations such as Reporters Without Borders, are calling for an investigation into Mr. Rind's passing. "It saddens us deeply to know of the passing of Mr. Javed Nasir Rind, and we send our sincere sympathies to his family and friends. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's love and light, as we pray for the safety of courageous journalists worldwide in their striving to share accurate and timely information for public good."
Save our planet. New study suggests life on Mars existed underground. A new National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, study published in the scientific journal Nature concludes that the longest-lasting habitats on Mars were underground. In the study, led by Dr. Bethany Ellman of the California Institute of Technology in the U.S., Scientists re-examined mineral mapping data that European and NASA spacecraft orbiting Mars collected from more than 350 sites over the past 5 years.
Although clay minerals had been previously discovered across the surface of Mars, indicating warm, wet conditions with the potential to harbor life, the scientists noted that a much thicker atmosphere would have been necessary for the water to persist there for more than short periods of time, saying that these findings give a different perspective to where life may have survived on the planet. Dr. Allman stated, if surface habitat were short-term, it says something about what type of environment we might want to look in. The most stable Mars habitats over long durations appear to have been in the subsurface.
Our appreciation, Dr. Elman, fellow researchers, and National Aeronautics and Space Administration colleagues for sharing these intriguing findings. With such understanding of our planetary neighbor, help us better appreciate the wonders of the cosmos, including our magnificent and life-supporting Earth.
During a January 2009 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA, Supreme Master Ching-Hai revealed insights about life on planets such as Mars and how their existence might relate to ours.
They live underground and they live very frugally, recyclingly, spiritually. They found underground water, river, and they live nearby. Most of the people live near the underground water. They produce oxygen by special techniques that they invented with time from the underground water. Yes, and they recycle water a lot, and they recycle the air also whenever possible. And they pump up the methane and the other gases onto the surface of Mars. They know what's happening to our planet, almost like what happened to them. They know they cannot help, but of course they have a message. There were two messages. The first one is from the Council of the People, and there are only two words from them. Be virtuous. And the second message is from the Chairman of the People. He says, save your home before it's too late.
Save our planet with technological improvements that include stacking photoabsorption layers as well as reduced electrical resistance of the areas making contact. Japan-based Sharp Corporation develops a solar cell with the world's highest conversion efficiency of 36.9%, reports PhysOrg on November 4, 2011.
Save our planet. As reported in Science Daily on November 6, 2011, U.S. scientists studying a newly discovered mega drought period from previous centuries that affected the southwestern USA state that current human-caused climate change is very likely to worsen the intensity of such dry periods with even more extreme conditions than in the past.
Hi, I'm Rigo the Red Deer, and this is my handsome son, Dindy.
We're devoted vegans, all the way, and today we're going to share a tip for vehicle owners.
It's a good idea to keep your car keys on a separate chain, rather than together with several others.
The weight of additional keys hanging from the ignition, along with the movement of the car, can wear out your ignition switch.
One symptom to look for is if the key sticks when you start the car.
Consult with a mechanic if you suspect a replacement might be needed.
Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Thank you for tuning in. And now the weather around the globe.
In alternative energy news, a German engineering conglomerate decides to totally focus on clean energy. Siemens, the largest such enterprise in Europe, has announced that it will stop any investment in nuclear power. The sustainable energy unit of the firm had the strongest growth in 2010 among all lines of its businesses. With 28 billion euros in revenue, Siemens' environmental technology sector is currently one of the largest in the world. A heartfelt salute, Siemens, for making responsible, eco-friendly decisions. Their green technology combined with the earth-saving vegan diet bring us to a glorious era of our planet.
In social science news, Canadian researchers find that music-based learning programs help improve children's verbal intelligence. Dr. Sylvain Marino and colleagues conducted a study at York University in which 48 children between 4 and 6 years of age received 2 hours of either visual art or music-based training per day. Verbal and spatial intelligence were assessed before and after 20 days of instruction. Significant improvement of cognitive functioning ability was observed in 90% of the children from the music group, compared to less than 20% in the visual art group. Non-invasive brain imaging tests also confirmed the changes. The strong link between music and cognitive development provides a scientific basis for future improvements in education programs. Our thankfulness, Dr. Sylvain Marino and fellow researchers, for demonstrating one of the amazing benefits of music. May inner and outer melodies bring joy and healthy development to individuals around the globe. Up next on Noteworthy News, a caring Bangladeshi man offers free education to 120 students. We'll thank God for creating all of our lovely animal friends. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more gladdening news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, brightening news for a brilliant world. In education news, a Bangladeshi man provides free education to youngsters in need. Mr. Rafiqul Bari, who became blind at the age of 2, established the Welfare Centre for Challenged in 2003 at Gatail in the Tangail district. It now has 120 students between the ages of 5 and 16 who have physical or mental disabilities. Courses are offered in a caring atmosphere with vocational classes for all pupils, including sewing and boutique training. Local government and business and social leaders have helped Mr. Berry in providing support for the school, which has given many a new chance at life. Students have gone on to be accepted by other schools as well as holding jobs in the area. Our warm appreciation, Mr. Rafiqul Bari, for your thoughtful heart and devoted spirit. May heaven bless you with many more wonderful years as you continue to enhance the future of beautiful young citizens of Bangladesh.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Formosan or Taiwanese entitled Good Deed.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on The Real Love, an amazing musical premiered at the prestigious Pasadena Civic Auditorium in California, USA on August 27, 2011, in celebration of Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary. The grand performance featured Supreme Master Qinghai's beautiful verses set to stirring music by Oscar and 5-time Emmy winner Bill Conti, 2-time Oscar winner Al Kasha, Emmy nominee Doug Katsaros, Tony and Emmy winner Don Pippin, and Oscar and 2-time Grammy winner David Shire, with a stellar cast and guest stars including Oscar, Emmy, Tony winners and nominees.
Congratulations, Supreme Master TV. The musical The Real Love gave humanity a chance to dive in the fruitful fountain beyond the Himalayas. Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for so much love. Lutza from Brazil.
We all love the musical very much. It's truly one of the best musical shows that we have ever watched in London, England, or in New York, USA. We would love to see that The Real Love be open to the public and as a new Broadway production in New York or Las Vegas, then a world tour. It has all the quality of the world-class musical. It's not just so entertaining, but so uplifting and eye-opening, since it's based on the true life story of Supreme Master Ching Hai. The lyrics and the voices of the artists, especially of Tan, are echoing in our heads. It's so clear and vibrant. We wish that we could sing like her. We couldn't hold back to sing this verse over and over. Thank you so much for the real love. Oh, it's awesome. Thank you, Master, for your real love to humankind, for the huge sacrifices of your life that gave birth to this extraordinary story and beautiful musical. It made history. Love, love, and more love to you all. Viewer from Canada.
Loving Lutza and friend from Canada. It's fantastic to hear that you so much enjoyed the spectacular musical, The Real Love. We pray to have many more such celebratory occasions on a calm and harmonious earth. May infinite blessings be with you and all the peace-loving people of the world.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com. The address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones flourish evermore in grace and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The European Commission allocates 10 million euros to fund further activities through the European Neighbourhood and Partnership Instrument, or ENPI, which seeks to promote endeavours of shared benefit with neighbouring Eurasian, North African and other nations.
As part of a plan to withdraw all troops from Iraq by the end of 2011, the U.S. military departs from a military complex that had been its second largest, Joint Base Balad, as it formally transfers control back to the Iraqi government.
In a meeting with Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, visiting Chinese Prime Minister Wen Jiabao commends the two countries' increasing bilateral trade, expected to reach $80 billion this year, saying that it is a reflection of their nation's expanding friendship and political trust.
The Miles of Smiles 7 convoy and its delegates from several Arab and European countries arrives in Palestine's Gaza Strip with humanitarian aid that includes 30 types of much-needed medication, 120 power chairs, handicap-friendly transport vehicles, and other essential medical supplies.
Archaeological scientists state that carbon dating conducted at the ancient Wadi Dabayan site in northwest Qatar reveals that humans had populated the region some 7,500 years ago and that the civilization was part of a larger network of societies existing throughout Asia at the time.
Habitat for Humanity International announces a partnership with U.S.-based Delta Airlines, which is donating 2 charter flights to bring volunteers to Haiti, who will help replace tents occupied by quake-affected families in the community of Laogan with newly constructed homes.
The Emirates News Agency reports that the United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority is implementing a plan to dig at least 10 water wells for drinking and agriculture in areas most affected by drought in Somalia.
Firefighters in Denver, Colorado successfully performed the delicate rescue of a Chihuahua puppy, just 2 days old, that had fallen through the floorboards of his human family's home, winning the tiny pup the new name Lucky.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.